Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. We are here today, Friday, January 22nd. This is Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host. My co-horse. Welcome, Lauren.
Wilbur. I'm on the Psychic Funhouse. Yeah. How are you today, Mr. Espinoza?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like I'm emerging from a very dark place and seeing the light for the first time in months. Figuratively and literally.
Really?
It's a funny day today. Yeah. Really.
Wow.
I know.
Why was it dark? What made it dark?
How much time do we have on the show?
I'm sorry, but we only have an hour.
Oh, well.
But you can,
I'll only be able
you
to
can
get
give us
the tenth of it then.
It can give us the abbreviated version if you choose.
Well, I don't want to bore everybody, but I'll just say, you know, I think 2020 was a hell of a year. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a challenging year, to say the least. Very challenging.
Oh, goodness. Yep.
Yeah. But I'm glad we're in a different year, and it looks like we're some changes are being made, so I'm very excited about that. And I'm hoping, you know, we can really change our course from where we were going onto a new course. So, yeah.
Yeah, one day, 2020, the memories are all just going to fade away. It's just going to fade away like in a dream. I'm doing the hand motion. The wave. Yeah.
Well, I was kind of reflecting, you know, about this time and how, you know, maybe 20 years down the road when talk to your grandchildren and tell them, I lived through the pandemic of 2020. And, yeah.
Is that how you're going to talk to your grandchildren? Like you're a minor 49er?
Like I'm an old grandpappy. Kids, all around, kids, come on. Let me tell you about the pandemic of 2020. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Get your Dracula juice and the spittoon.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's, you know, I mean, these have been very challenging times, but yet, you know, I mean, they're exciting too, to be living in this. It's not fun, but, you know, I think a lot of things are happening energetically, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, like what?
The changes are
specifically energetically exciting things.
I think, you know, globally we're raising our vibration. And I think that's a really big thing. And I think also racism came to light again. showing us that, you know, it's not gone away. It's still here, and we have work to do to make changes to that. And also for the systemic racism that's also in our society and culture. And that was brought to light. And I feel, you know, this time, you know, we're really seeing it, and we're just not placating it, but really people are aware, and it seems like some people really want to make changes.
Yeah. Well, are those people that you're referring to the perpetrators of racism, aka mostly white people? Those people?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think
where
some are.
The problem lies. Yeah.
Well, not all white, but yeah, I think some people see it, and yeah, and some refuse not to see it. So.
Mhm. I guess my definition of racism includes the power differential of it. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
People that are able to perpetrate racism are the ones in society who hold the most power. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I kind of put that in the camp of Caucasians. So I'm not saying other races can't be racist, but if you
mm-hmm.
include the power aspect, you know, they would be more perpetrating prejudice or bigotry. So that's just kind
right.
of my, you know, sociological take on it. But I agree, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's been one of the, you know, what do they say, the sins of our society from the get-go for hundreds of years. And
mm-hmm.
it's just every time we try to wash it out, it just comes right back. And, man, the last few years, it has come back with a quickness and a vengeance. So
yeah.
the only thing we have to do is, you know, keep defeating it until it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll ever be gone, but,
well,
you know, diminish it as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, it takes a while to make changes. So, you know,
I think it's both.
Challenging.
You know, I think changes happen. Yeah, I think changes literally do happen overnight. But I also agree with you, too. Like, sometimes, you know, you have to be in it for the long haul, because changes can take lifetimes or longer, you know.
Yeah.
Change
yeah.
can come.
Well, I mean, it's...
Change is here.
You know, yeah. I mean, just for ourselves, just think, you know, let's start with ourselves. To make changes in our lives, I mean, it's tough, you know. Letting go of weight, exercising, eating really good, you know, work to do. So, yeah, it's tough.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Huh?
No, you go ahead. You know, there's wisdom coming. I can feel it. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a psychic. That's why.
You're terrible, Muriel. Anyway, so... What I wanted to talk about was, you know, what asking ourselves and also asking our callers, you know, what are we doing for self-care during this time? I mean, you know, the last couple weeks have been extremely stressful. Mm-hmm. And so what are we doing to, take care of ourselves during this time? What are we doing? What are you doing? So,
jalapeno margaritas and lots of ice cream. Does that count?
Yes, it does.
Order or that combination, but they're always there if I need them. Daddy needs his pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, ice cream really counts, and it counts really quickly.
Ice cream, ice cream. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calorically challenged, I am not. So, yeah. At least the input part.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to pose that to our callers. You know, what are you doing to take care of yourself right now? Yeah. I think, you know, it's important. So we're going to go to the board and say that again.
I said it's good to ask, you know, just asking the question will help you reflect.
Yeah. So we'll go to the board, we'll take a call, and give us your name, tell us where you're calling from, and let us know what are you doing right now to take care of yourself. All right, so who are we going to take here? We're going to go to area code 631. Hello, 631. What's
Hello.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne from Long Island. I used to live out east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Suzanne, how are you taking care of yourself during this time?
I'm seeing friends and family. I decided to watch what I'm eating, stuff starting today, low sugars and stuff like that, and carbs. I've been walking and getting more rest.
Good. Good. Good for you. It's important to do that. Very good. And did you have a call?
Yeah, I had a question.
I mean,
sure.
a question.
That's okay.
Yeah, you have a call.
Yeah. I'm starting a new job. It's part-time, but I'm in hopes that it gets to be full-time. And do you see that? And do you see love with anything with Love Life? I'm talking to someone. I'm supposed to meet him next weekend for the first time.
Wow. Let's see. Do you want to know if this is this job's going to go full time?
It's like a monitor job, and I'm hoping to get an aid job full time.
Okay. I think you are going to get a full-time job, but I don't feel that coming until the spring. Are you working in a school?
Yeah, I am. They were hiring in January. I applied for it, but I didn't get that. I got the monitor, but I didn't get the full-time aide. Then I just looked on a posting, and the school, again, is hiring in February for aides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't get it's going to happen this time around, but I'm getting April. I'm seeing that happening in April for you. Yeah. And let's see. Do you have anything on that, Lawrence, for her?
Not on the job situation, but... What's the name of the person you're going to go out with? Is this the first time you're getting together, Suzanne? Or?
Yeah, we just talked for the first time. Met him online tonight. We're supposed to get together next weekend.
And what's his name, if you don't mind my asking?
Bill.
You know, my guides are showing me is that there's a connection that's going to happen between the two of you. I don't know that it's going to last very long, but I think there's you're going to feel some, if you don't already, some chemistry sparks. I think Bill is emerging from... either a relationship or some kind of personal issue. So, you know, he's looking for somebody, you know, just to not help him through that, but just to kind of help him move forward from that. So, but I get the sense that he's still got some processing to do about it. And what I see is that he's not like maybe as fully available as you might be, you know, just bringing things to the table. But I think he's, you're going to find him to be an enjoyable person. And I think you're going to have a really good time with him. Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, do you see anybody, if it's not him, coming in then?
Like more of a committed long-term relationship?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody in the immediate future. You know, what my guides are showing me is that this is really a good process for you, is to continue to meet with people. It's sort of almost like you're relearning the language, you know what I mean? Of like interacting with people and dating and all that. So they don't show anybody coming anytime soon, like within the next 6 months, that might be a more permanent relationship, but they definitely are encouraging you to keep looking because it's really beneficial for you on a lot of levels. And it's not going to be harmful, so it's a good thing.
I have a friend named Dave that I like more as a friend, but he keeps saying he just wants to be a friend with me. What do you see with that?
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you just a real New York-style frank question, Suzanne?
Yeah.
What do you see in Dave? If you had to name three things, what would they be?
Nice, caring, sincere, helpful.
Okay. I don't know that Dave is going to convert, you know what I mean? Like convert from being in the friend zone.
Okay.
So that's not, I don't, you know, I'm trying to picture the two of you together and see if there's like energy sparks or anything. And yeah, I don't see Dave being the one.
Oh, so. Brother, I'm getting older. I have to wait 6 more months.
Well, you know, part of, you know, the process is to figure out how to enjoy the ride and not, I know what it can be like when you're done with being solo, like, believe me. But, you know, part of the process is to, you know, just kind of, you know, keep the joints lubricated and stay in the game. And, you know, don't get too hung up on the outcome. You know, if you don't want to scare people away, just be yourself. That's the best thing you can do.
So you think that one date I'm going to go on, he will go on a couple of dates, though, at least?
Bill? With Bill? Oh, yeah. No, I think you guys have the chance to, you know, have some fun together, for sure. Yeah. And that's a good thing. And that, you know, that may not be, like, what you want ultimately, but don't look a gift bill in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And do you see me getting the teacher aid job too?
That, you know, I wasn't getting any info on. So I don't know if Michael had anything else come up. Michael?
No. It felt like you, like I just told you, and something in the spring that's going to come through for you. Not right now.
And do you see anything else real quick?
Like what?
Anything, I don't know.
Are you getting outside, Suzanne?
Oh, I sure am.
Good. Are you exercising? Taking walks?
Yes, I started to. I was taking care of kids,
good,
walking around 3.5 hours at a pop in 30 mm-hmm. and 40 degree weather. So yeah, I've been getting outside.
That's right. I forget. It's cold over there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't rub it in.
Because one of the things. I know. I'm sorry. I moved to LA and it's warm in here all the time. Anyway, but one of the things that my guides were showing me for you, it kind of feels like you're in a place right now where the energy is not moving a lot for you. And so one of the ways to get the energy moving again is to move the body. That is a really good way of starting to help yourself to get that energy moving. So move your body. And also, I would agree on what Lawrence was saying about, you know, dating people and just kind of lubricating the wheels. Just, you know, and it's when you're going out with them, don't so much, oh my God, is this the one? But it's more of the thought process of, I just want to go have fun. I just want to, you know, laugh and talk about important issues to me or him and just have fun. And the same, if you do that and not focus so much on attaching to somebody, the energy will loosen up more and your energy will expand. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know how it goes.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I do walking and stuff, and I'm outside a lot, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Let us know how it goes with, I don't remember his name, sorry. Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
All right,
Bill.
Will.
Bill. Thanks for calling
right.
again, Suzanne.
Take care,
really
Suzanne.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Have fun out there in Long Island.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
I forget it's cold out there. Yeah. A friend of
you
mine.
You forget it's cold
upstate.
Out there?
I know. I'm sorry. Don't shoot
no,
me.
No, you're not.
I forget.
I'm not going to shoot you.
And he said it was like below zero. He's upstate by mm-hmm. Albany. I was like,
and what did you say?
That's cold.
Oh my gosh, it's freezing.
I was like,
65 degrees here.
I know. It's so cold over here in LA. It's
oh my
60.
God, what a loser. Loser.
I had to wear my down jacket. So anyway,
you cute one
back
with a sequin.
Absolutely. It's got a sparkle.
Course. Bling bling.
It.
That's right.
Right.
Just like the show, Sparkly Sparkle.
Yeah.
All right. We got more callers? What do you think? More self-care questions?
We do. Yeah, mm-hmm. self-care. So how are you taking care of yourself, callers? What are you doing during this time, these crazy, crazy times? Here we go. We're going to caller 917. Hello, 917. Hello.
Whoa.
What was that?
Hello?
Hello.
She's there.
Hi.
Hey, how
are
you?
She's dialing in. I think I recognize
this
voice.
Okay, this is Lisa.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
It's Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Lisa?
I am calling from New York.
Oh, New York. All right. How you doing, Lisa?
Not bad at all. I'm just relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Chillaxing.
Are you outside?
No, I'm actually lying in bed and talking to you guys.
Great. So how are you taking care of yourself right now during these crazy times?
Right now, believe it or not, I still go to the gym. So
oh,
that's
for
how
you.
I've
wow.
been taking care of myself. Yeah, I have to feel good regardless of the whole COVID pandemic that we're in.
Yeah. Are they? Are they? Mm-hmm. So the gyms are open in New York? right now?
Yeah, the gyms. Mm-hmm. The gyms are open. Yeah, the one that I go to, it's not too far from my job, so that's why I kind of go there.
That's handy.
But it's open.
Good. Are they cleaning everything for you? Wiping stuff down?
Yes, they. Yeah, they do. They clean everything. I try to go early in the morning before work.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Exercise is great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way. Yes. So, what's your question? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. So, I'm in the process of looking for a new job. Just wanted to see when do you pick up in regards to interviews coming up. I've gotten my resume out to a few different headhunters, so no one hasn't called back yet, and I feel that it's kind of due to the whole COVID crisis that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But some being patient.
Yeah, good. Let's see. It's interesting. I think you're also going to get something in the spring. This is going to take a while for you to find the right match. One of the things they were showing me, it kind of looks like people look at your resume and they like you, but then somehow it doesn't go beyond maybe one or two interviews. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels like it falls off from the company that's looking at you for some reason. Hold on. So, okay. Oh, yeah, really good guides. So your guides are telling me that you're very spiritual and that you talk to them all the time and that you've been asking them to help you find a job, and they are trying to find you the right job. And
okay, I agree with
they
that.
Don't want.
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah. And they're trying to find you a really good fit. And they're trying to get you to a place where you will really connect with the company and they will connect with you. And this will, like, it'll be a match made in heaven. And they're going to help you find that. So it's kind of like, they're saying don't get discouraged because these interviews aren't working out. And they're saying just know that they're working on it. And it's because they don't want you to take something else that's not perfect for you.
I 100% agree.
Good. I'm glad. So they're also saying, too, that you say that again, please. Oh, they don't want you to become discouraged, you know, because it's not, you're like, what's going on? Or nothing's working out. Nobody's taking the bite. And so it's because they're working and they're kind of like, no, don't give her that one. That's not good. It's this one over here. So they're trying to move the two of you, the company to you. They're trying to bring the two of you together. So they want you to know that.
Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's good. It's a good thing. So they're saying just hang on, just be patient, and just know that it's coming, and just keep thanking them, being grateful that it's working out right now. They're working on it, and that it's going to come to you probably late spring, And it's going to be like, when you get it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad I waited for this job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they tell me too that when you have that first interview, you're going to know immediately, this is the job. This is it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Do you have anything? Yeah, I think it's very good. Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to just wait and be patient. And
right.
So, yeah, it's coming.
Okay, so I'll wait and be patient.
Now, Lisa, this is Lawrence here chiming in. I can sign off on Mike's information with you. I also, you know, while I was listening, there were some things coming up that I wanted to share with you about. You know, my sense of you is that you're just an incredibly positive person, that you have just a really deep reservoir of resiliency. You know, nothing gets you down for long. I do think that there's some kind of a blockage that you have. I don't know if it's a psychological or emotional blockage, but there's something that you've kind of been carrying around for a while. I don't want to get all mysterious on you or anything, but I do think it has kind of a parallel relationship to you seeking work and employment, in the sense that once you're able to address this issue and let it go, I think it's going to shift your outlook even more into the positive, if that's possible for you, because you're just Miss Sunshine. But I do think it's important, and it may not be something that is coming to your mind right away as we're talking, but it's definitely, you know, feels like it's a pretty old kind of deep wound or scar. And, you know, it may be a ritual that's going to be beneficial for you, you know, one of just letting go, something that maybe you know how to do, or something you could do a little research on and just kind of, you know, privately come to terms with it and you know, feel it for the last time and just see it leaving your body. Or, you know, it may be something you need to see somebody about. You know, there's all sorts of digital counseling going on, but I think this is a really good window for you to focus on. You know, we were talking about self-care in the show, and this is the kind of self-care that's really self-work, you know, letting go of things that are burdening us. Because your guides really want you to be the happiest person you can be possibly, you know, that you can possibly be. And it's almost like there's this, piece of you, in a sense, missing that you have to reclaim. I hope that makes sense and it doesn't sound too bizarre.
It makes sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it makes sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm working on that right now, and I'm addressing the issue. Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Well, then all you have to do is keep going in that direction, you know, and you'll know when you're done with it and you can move on, but you will move on, and it will be an incredible relief. You know, you really literally will reclaim parts of yourself that, you know, you thought were lost forever. You didn't even remember. So good for you.
Oh, okay. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And it'll help you be better at work too. There you go.
Well, one more thing, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still
Michael,
here. Yeah.
Again. So one of the things that the guides were telling me that they wanted you to know was they want you really to start thinking and being much more specific about your new job. What you want to do, what you want the title to be, how much you want the pay to be, where you want the job, what area, you know, is it near your home, how far away, that type of thing. And, you know, your boss, who's your boss, your coworkers, they really want you to start working on that. So if you have a journal, I would suggest that you write in your journal all of this stuff about the job, this new career choice. It kind of feels like it's almost like a new career choice. Is that what that is?
Yeah, hopefully yes. Because definitely I want something new. Yeah, I don't want to stay in the same profession that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why they want you to really start defining what it is that you want and that you're looking for. Okay?
All right.
So
okay.
start writing this all down, you know, with gratitude, with an open heart, and feel that new position and the job and the money and the joy. Well, a lot of the time. A lot of times jobs can't be joyful. That's what I call it, work. But, you know, as much as you can. But, you know, just really be in there and feel it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Lisa. Yep, call us again.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Let us know how it goes. Bye-bye. That is really cool. Good read on that one.
Yeah, we like those.
Yeah. Well, I think she'll get it. She feels like a really fun person.
Yeah, she's got good energy, huh?
So,
you can just tell.
Right? Yeah, she does. She feels really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I want to mention here, self-care to everybody,
mm-hmm.
is to make a smudge spray. And I think that's important to clear your home, especially if, you know, like you're back east. I know sometimes it was too hard to burn sage in my home because it was closed up. It was too cold to open the windows. So I would use the spray that I do when I do my pranic healings, and I would cleanse the space with that. So in pranic healing, we just use alcohol and put some water in that, and then we put essential oils into that, and you can put sage essential oil. I like sandalwood, I like frankincense and myrrh. And then you put a few drops in a mister and shake it up, and then go around the house and spray that, because it's important to clear the energy out of our homes, the old stagnant energy, you know, the stress that we have right now, maybe some fear, whatever, low negative energy that's in the house, clear it out. And also, too, it's a new year. And it's nice to clear out all that old junk.
You know what else is interesting about smudging, Michael, is they've done studies showing that the smoke or particulates, if it's essential oil, actually will essentially latch on to mold and virus particles and other things in the air and just take them out, take them down. So it's also a real practical thing to do for that reason. I had a friend of mine tell me a story that he was in living somewhere, and, you know, somebody had a refrigerator lose power, and so all the stuff went bad, you know, horrible. And they couldn't get the smell out no matter what solvent and cleaner they tried. But they lit a big leaf sage smudge stick, and they got it really going really well and smoked the whole inside of the fridge, and they put this stick in there and just let it use up all the oxygen. And they opened it the next day, and they let it air out for a day or two, and the smell was gone. So powerful stuff on a lot of levels, spiritual and physical.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like
for real.
That. That is great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You still have to use deodorant, though.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah. No, you still have to use deodorant. Me too. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to get me later for that one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
How about another call?
You ready? Yeah, let's do it. All right. So next caller, Tell us what you're doing for self-care. And we're going to take area code 856. Hello, 856. Where are you calling from? Your name?
Hi, New Jersey, Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemary.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I got a lot better. A lot of chaos, but getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good. How about yourself?
Good.
We're good.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. A little chaos the last couple of weeks, but doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So how are you taking care of yourself, Rosemary?
Relaxing and trying to get back into the groove, like eating a little bit better and trying to get back to exercise if they release me to go back. So it won't be another month or so. So that's what I'm trying. Plenty of water, back into that again. So trying to take care of myself. So
good. Good for you.
Doing things for myself.
Yay. You should. Good. So how can we help you?
I guess either whatever comes up for a long-term relationship, manifesting, but today I decided to surrender it and all that happy stuff. So I don't know what's coming up or what the chaos is now with a friend that I'm interested in, so I know he's been around and been seeing symbols that what he drives for work, so I don't know what messages I'm getting
that
from.
Rosemary, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But can you tell us more about what you mean by surrendering? I think that's really critical. What was that process about for you?
Surrendering is letting it go to God, to the universe, because it's not happening, I guess, and they gave up on it.
What's not happening? Your relationship with this person or something else or feelings or what do you mean?
That and he's not communicating with me and stuff like that and kind of ignoring and not calling back and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I surrender it and let it go because I feel like it's not going to happen with anybody. So
with anybody?
You're right.
Wow. So not just this person who's resisting your overtures, but you're not going to make a connection with anybody.
Right. If that makes
sense.
That sounds kind of sad.
Yeah,
because it's a long time. I've been patient long enough. Stuff like that. So like pretty much gave up.
Have you had a relationship that you felt good about before, Rosemary?
With him. So.
So you're trying to get back together with this guy.
Yeah, if I can, or communicate at least with him. After that, few relationships, but it didn't work out, and he got kind of jealous about a couple of them that he knew about and stuff like that, and he never.
Even though you weren't together, he got jealous, or?
No, he weren't together. He knew I was in town and stuff like that, and one called my name. I'll give you an example. I told him he has to make a choice what he wants to do or what his intentions are. And he had a week to respond back, and then he told me to go F myself, and then somebody, another guy was calling my name.
Whoa.
In the process. I'm like, ah, shoot. And then I was like, trying to do something. It doesn't want to work out. And then for some reason, he was going, not even, the block was kind of huge to go around. Not even 5 minutes, he came right back. And he goes, you like the your new friends? I said, what do you want? You're not doing nothing about it.
That's some crazy.
Yeah, if his eyes would have shot me, he would have.
Oof.
So he was jealous. I'm like, he didn't do nothing about it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you can laugh about it.
I'm still laughing about it, so.
Yeah, apparently.
So he looked at me like,
wow.
Okay, you're not doing nothing about it, so. What do you want me to do?
Right.
So I actually, I was getting something here for you, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to jump in here, Lawrence. Did you
jump?
I didn't want to. Bop. Are you okay? Okay. So one of the things I was getting for you when you said you, what was the word you said? You let it go or you left it to the universe?
Surrender.
Something like
surrender.
That?
Yeah, surrender it.
Surrender.
Yeah, surrender.
Surrender.
Let it go.
Right. Yep. And that is the thing to do for you right now. And that's a really big thing. And your guides want you to let this person go, surrender him, let him go, and move on. And the person that they really want you to pursue right now is yourself. And really getting
Michael.
Yourself back to what?
That's like a
getting
secret.
You, back
you told
to...
her the secret. That's the whole secret
they want
of the show.
You to get
now
back...
we don't have anything else to say.
They want you to get back to health. They want you to nurse yourself, really nurture yourself, and get yourself back into health, and kind of let go of this person. Because one of the energy that they show me, it feels like you're caught on a hamster wheel. Do you understand that with him?
Yeah, going in circles. Yeah, going in circles
yeah.
still.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so they're saying, like, look, it nothing has moved on in this relationship. It hasn't evolved. And so they're saying, just leave it. Leave it alone right now. Just let him go. Surrender, like you said. And take care of yourself and really, you know, give yourself what you need right now and come back to him later. You know, you can revisit at another time, but right now, just let it go. You need to focus on yourself right now. That's the most important thing.
Cool. Uh-huh. You're trying to do that. Get back to. That's
yeah.
what I was saying the other day. I have to get back to where I used to be. Stuff like that, and
yeah.
I'm taking a long process
yeah.
right now too. So, getting tired of that
yeah.
too. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, Lawrence, do you have anything?
Nope. I think we got it. Yeah.
All right.
You got the formula.
Well, take care of
you
yourself.
Engage with it. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you. You too, guys.
Absolutely. You bet.
All right.
Thank you.
Be well.
Have
Bye.
Fun. Keep laughing.
All right.
I can't believe
okay.
you told her the secret, Michael.
I know, right?
Work on yourself. Everything changes.
Oh.
No.
I know.
I want
it's
them
so
to
true.
Change.
It?
You change.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's true, though. All right. You ready
no.
for the next caller?
I guess. Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. So next caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And how are you taking care of yourself? Area code 805. 805, hello.
Oh, thanks. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Donna. Hi. How am I taking care of myself?
Hi, Donna.
Eating ice cream and watching TV in bed.
Ah. You got the secret,
That's
too.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
What
yeah.
What kind of ice cream?
They're ice cream bars with toffee, like a toffee coating on the
Ooh,
outside.
Yeah.
They're really Save good.
Toffee on the outside?
You're a lady
wow.
after my heart.
That sounds decadent. Yeah, after the
What kind of ice cream?
In your heart.
I don't know the brand, but just vanilla ice cream, and then it has the toffee on the outside, like from like good, real good.
They sound
yeah,
divine.
Next
we'll
week.
Be right over.
Okay.
Don't let the ice cream melt.
Yeah.
I got that.
So how can we help you, Donna?
Well, my friend Michelle, I haven't seen her in about 30 years, and she's coming here tomorrow in her RV. She was in Arizona, and she'll come probably for 2 days, and then she'll drive back to Arizona because she's going to take care of her mom. Do you see us getting along? Because it's hard to tell when you haven't seen somebody for 30 years. You know what I mean?
Who reconnected
with
God
for the RV.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Who reconnected with who first? Who reached out to who?
I did. I found her on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're the host, even though she's in an RV, right? You're the host of this event reunion?
No, she wanted to come up. I get her mail for her. She needed a California address or something, so I get her mail for her, and then she's kind of come up and get her mail, and yeah.
I guess I'm missing something. So you haven't seen each other in 30 years, but you get her mail for her, so you send it to her or something?
Well,
I see. How long have you been her P.O. box in California for?
About 2 months.
Oh, okay.
But I've been in contact with, I mean, we talk on the phone. And then I went out to Florida for her. She wanted to sell her mom's condominiums. You know, so I went out there and got a realtor, but it didn't sell. It sold later, though. But she paid for all my expenses and gave me money, and I went out to Palm Beach, Florida, and she flew me out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not seeing the potential problem here. Are you anxious about the face-to-face? Is that the issue?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What is it explicitly that you're concerned about?
She's lived a different life than I have, kind of. Maybe a harder life, sort of. And I don't know, it's hard to say. She gets, and then she has a friend with her. And just the stuff that they come up with, you know, like, oh, he's hitting me and this and that. And, oh, my gosh. It's just, maybe she just dumps everything on me and it's a little too much for me.
Uh-huh. So it's not just her, she's bringing a plus one?
Well, they're just friends. I guess they're friends. Friends, enemies. But then he can't
well,
be with her.
What? Okay, frenemies, we'll just call her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He can't be with her when she's taking care of the mother. Her mother's in a hospital, and she's going to get her mom, and she's going to live in the RV, but they don't want him there. The hospital doesn't want him with the mother.
The frenemy.
Yeah.
I see.
He gets real moody. Yeah.
I see.
Medicine. He gets off the medicine. He's real bad.
Uh-oh. Well, let me ask you this. Donna, is that right? Is it Donna?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to have happen during this 2-day mini reunion?
Well, I'd like that we're friends, but then she's thinking of coming back here and living here, and I don't know if I want that. I mean,
well,
I want
why
someone.
Why don't we have real talk? Just be honest. Do you want it or not? Just be honest.
I'm not
she's
sure.
Not listening.
I'm not, like I said, I have to meet her in person.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've heard so much bad stuff, and I can't go on that until I meet her in person. Like, but I don't want her to crowd my space too much either. You know, she has no friends. She's gay. I'm not gay. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's going to start wanting to put the moves on me or something.
What?
I don't know.
Does that happen?
No, but I mean, when I knew her, she wasn't gay. Now she's gay. But she says, oh, we'll have to.
Maybe. Well, okay. Whoa,
wait,
hold on.
Cuddle up to you. I'm not going to cuddle up to her in bed. I just don't want to.
Well, okay. Well, then don't.
Did she suggest that?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
This is getting more interesting,
she
I
did.
Gotta admit.
She suggested that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want her too much in my space. It's like, I mean, she's my friend. I mean, we were good friends when, you know, we were a lot younger, but, you know, times are different now. And I'm 10 years older than she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
I don't know. I guess you have to meet someone in person. You can't go by you know, just what they say and all.
Sometimes, you know. What's her name, Donna?
Michelle.
Okay, you said that, yeah. Michelle.
Yeah. Maybe in the spring she talked about me going up to upstate New York, Auburn, New York. Her mother has a little house on the lake, and she wants me to clear mm-hmm. everything out of the house, and then we could get a realtor and sell it.
Uh-huh.
I might do that because upstate New York is pretty in the summer or the spring.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well,
no,
that's a more neutral place for you guys to connect, right?
Yeah.
No,
and then
it's not her invading your space.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then she suggested her moving in with me. I, my gosh, I mean, this is too much.
Well, you don't have the space, right?
No, I have a little one-bedroom apartment.
Well, there you go. That's your bottom line. Sorry. You can be adjacent, like, you know, a couple towns over. But,
yeah,
no space. That's why you're in the RV. Smile, wave. Hello, bye. You know,
yeah,
kind of
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, have your exit. All I can say is have your exit strategy planned well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your goal is to retain your relationship with her, but not to let it become overwhelming, then you have to be really, really clear about your boundaries before she even shows up, and you know, not give in, not get freaked out, not get unsettled, but zero in on, I'll tell you something. There's another, this is our secret broadcast. This is another secret. You can train the people that are around you to behave in the way that you want. It sounds manipulative, and I suppose on some level it is, but it's a really simple premise, Donna, and I'll tell you what the formula is. You just hold your ground and, you know, have your intention really clear about how things are going to go. You don't even have to have a specific thought in mind about it. You just tell yourself before this person shows up, maybe even like a mantra, I want things to go well. I want the best for both of us. And I'm going to make sure that no matter what happens, I'm going to create a positive outcome. If you just go over that and over that, then whatever comes, you'll just Aikido, like, you know, you have to trust yourself. That's the big component. But whatever she says, you just come back with, you know, just a really frank, loving response, which is like, yeah, this is really great. You know what I really love about our friendship? Da 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 da. You know what I'm really interested in doing? Da 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 da. Here's something, you know. And you just, you know, it may take some work at first, but that's what my guys are laying out for me to offer. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? Anything coming?
One of the things I'm getting is you need to be honest with her. And, you know, if you do value the relationship, you just let her know, I value this and I value your relationship. But, you know, I'm not attracted to you. I'm flattered that you're attracted to me, but I'm not attracted to women or to you. And so I just want to keep our friendship platonic. And I just hope that you will respect that and that we can remain friends. And then just kind of leave it at that and just allow her to deal with it. But don't be weirded out over it. You know, it's like, okay, you know you're not gay and you're not attracted to women. It's just like, okay, I'm flattered, but sorry. I don't dip my phone in the lady pond. And so, you know, let's just be cool.
Never heard that one. That's a new one.
And then,
don't worry, you can't catch the gay. It's not a virus. It's not going around. Like I caught the gay. Now what? Well, just the gay. You know. No, she cares enough about you to be interested in you in that way, if that's really what's happening. And, you know, like Michael said, take it as a compliment, but that's just where it goes, you know, if that's what's happening.
Exactly. I'll just be upfront with her.
That always works.
You don't have to be weird about it.
Yeah.
No.
Because I'm sure there's some guys out there that you've told that to.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me that she's gay. I it's just that I'm not. That's all. She can be gay.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. You know, I have nothing against gay people at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But it's kind of like, you know, if a guy finds you attractive and, you know, you're not attracted to him. You just like,
yeah.
You know, I like you as a friend. Thank you. But let's just be friends. I don't want to.
But it's not happening.
This
yeah.
To develop. Yeah, it's not going to happen. And it's the same thing. And just,
yeah.
You know, hopefully she will receive that and hear it openly
yeah.
And clearly. And you guys can remain friends. And then that
yeah.
weirdness goes away because I'm sure
yeah.
she feels it as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll meet her tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. I mean, Lawrence is hitting on me all the time, and I am getting
I knew
when I tell him, like, you know.
I knew
sorry,
you bring it
sorry,
up.
Sorry, Lawrence.
Michael, this is private.
Swing that way.
You and me.
I don't swing that way, Lawrence. Sorry.
Yes, you do.
No,
why can't you be
straight,
Michael?
No.
Why can't you
no.
just be straight? I'll tell you what it is, Donna. It's the booty shorts. I just like its fashion sense. That's it. It's gay eye for the
booty shorts. How cute.
Yeah. Yes. Booty shorts are amazing.
Right.
So anyway, well, I think it's actually going to go well. I think it's better.
Okay.
It's going to go better than you think.
Good.
You're just kind of a little afraid right now and apprehensive, but I think it will go fine.
Oh, good.
So they're saying just don't be fearful. You just need to be honest. Thank you.
Okay.
No thanks.
Yeah.
And
don't
be afraid to cuddle, you know, as long as it's platonic, you know. Cuddling,
oh,
helps,
yeah.
As long as she doesn't. As long as you
I'm
observe
not
the COVID
her.
Restrictions.
There's
you're
no
not.
Way with. Oh, no, not with COVID. I'm wearing a mask, everything.
Oh,
I can't take any chances.
Okay.
I don't know where
yeah.
she's been.
Well,
you know,
she could
she's
wear
in
a
LA.
Hat,
and,
you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. Yeah, gosh. You know, she comes
yeah.
into my apartment, I'm going to go wash her hands.
Well, Michael cuddles me, but I only let him do it when he's completely enwrapped in saran wrap. But that's he was like that before COVID. He's got this thing about plastic and robing his lovely body. I don't even know what it's about. But, you know, but he's my friend.
It's for me to know and you to find
right.
out. Well, thank you for calling, Donna.
I'll tell you this
and
little
good
joke.
Luck
this
to
guy
you.
Wraps. I'll tell you this little joke real quick. A guy wraps himself up in saran wrap. You know, he's naked and he wraps himself up in saran wrap. And he goes to see a psychiatrist and he knocks on the door. And the psychiatrist says, well, come in. I can clearly see you're nuts. You get it?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to do with that. Now I'm
I like that one.
It's kind of cute.
Well, thanks for crashing
like
our nuts, Donna.
This one's real funny. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Don't get us in trouble.
Be well.
Okay. No, I won't. Okay. There's this guy
right.
going.
This is a family show.
It is? Okay. Okay,
no,
yeah, this is
not.
Kind of
yeah.
family. These kids are all up front these days. There's this guy going full
okay.
speed on his horse, and there's a giraffe to his right and a lion chasing him from the back. What should he do?
I don't know.
He should get his drunken ass off the carousel.
Oh, my God. Where are you getting these?
My brother.
I think, well, don't let your brother quit his day job. That's all I had to say. Good heaven.
That was good.
How are you
good.
Even, Mike? Mike
have
didn't
nice
be laughing.
Evening.
All right, you too, Donna.
Well, be
laughing.
Well,
have
Donna. Take care.
Okay, thanks. You too, you
yeah,
guys.
Have fun.
Bye.
All right.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Can you believe it's an hour has gone already?
What?
Yes.
We still have more callers. They're going to be disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry, everybody. Wow.
All right. Well.
Yeah, but thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
We had a good show today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we know what's going to happen next week?
Yeah, you hear that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Sound of the wolf calling.
Ooh,
calling everybody okay. back. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about wolf medicine next week.
Ooh, what does that entail?
Yeah.
Do I need to bring something? Do we need
hey,
to prepare?
Hey, that was a good pun. That was a good pun. You didn't even know it. What does it entail? Get it?
Right. I got it.
Okay, just pointing it out.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how do people get in touch with you, Michael, for readings and amazing just energy?
Right. Go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
How about me? Well, you can call me or text me, 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page, enjoyed by thousands, is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. There you have it, people.
There you have it. Well, thank you, people, our listeners, for calling in. We appreciate it. And
absolutely.
We'll be back here next Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, what is that?
It's the jet. Oh, I'm getting ready to take off.
Thank you for calling in, everybody.
It's the wind carrying
Thank
us away. Dorothy.
That sounds like a jet. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. We love you guys. Au revoir.
Yes. Au revoir.